How often do you feel guilty or selfish for wanting to care for your body or care for yourself, whether it's mentally, physically, spiritually? How often do you wrestle kind of with this narrative that, well, doesn't the Bible tell me to deny myself? And if I even say the word self-care, am I being like new agey and self-centered and, you know, or am I just supposed to not really worry about that, right? Because I'm free in Christ. So where do we draw the line of taking care of ourselves without feeling selfish, guilty, self-centered, and really stewarding our bodies so that we do feel good, so that we can show up? And I think that the narratives we hear, even coming from, you know, Bible teachers and things like that, that we believe that it's not okay to take care of ourselves because that means that we're too self-centered or indulgent. But what I like to challenge us is, how has that thinking helped us? We have become more disassociated from our bodies. We have become more hatred of our bodies and our minds, right? So if thinking that taking care of ourselves is self-centered, so we don't take care of ourselves because we're afraid and then we feel guilty for doing it, how do we actually take care of ourselves in a biblical way? That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about taking care of ourselves where it's really stewarding this body, this mind, our life in a way that honors God. Now, I do have mental health coaching one-on-one spots open up, and I am so excited to really begin this specific journey with the Lord and with all of my new clients that the Lord has shifted me becoming a board certified biblical counselor and a board certified trauma informed coach and a Christian mental health coach and really working through this. And I want you to know that I'm here for you and I have open slots where we can talk about fear, anxiety, stress management. Yes, these are the things that mental health coaching that I can come alongside you with. And I think it's important when you're thinking about hiring a mental health coach, it's not just about, oh, I'm certified, but that this person actually has experienced what you experience and can understand and grieve and mourn with you and process through the things that you need to process through. I just want you to know that you don't have to do this alone. And if you are feeling stuck, overwhelmed, and just feel like you need accountability in your life right now, sign up for a free consultation where we will talk for 20 minutes. You can go to coachjessica.com and book your free one-on-one consultation with me to see if we are a good fit for each other. And really, this is about where our pain from our past encounters our present so that we can look forward to the future. So go ahead and go to coachjessica.com and you can book a free consultation. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. Now let's get back to just this, again, overarching question I'm going to ask you. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you desperately needed to take care of yourself, but the overwhelming feelings of guilt and shame held you back? The struggle is real, and I think many of us have experienced it. Like, how do we find it's so hard to prioritize our own well-being? A coaching client of mine messaged me and she asked me, isn't taking care of myself focused on me? Like, doesn't scripture tell me to be selfless and to think of others before myself? And I think that, you know, this coaching client of mine, her question is very valid. You know, these questions are valid. And the answer to her first question is yes, taking care of ourselves does require some attention on us, right? However, the answer to her second question is also yes. Jesus does command us to be in community with humble attitudes and a heart to serve his people. And this is a crucial aspect of our faith that we cannot and must not overlook. But when did we start thinking that ignoring our bodies or emotional health was okay? When did we start thinking that stewarding our bodies and feeding it properly and moving our bodies, walking and however you like to move your body, was self-centered? I personally like to look at it as stewarding what God has given us. Yes, we use the word self-care. I think we get very intimidated by that word self because we're thinking that we're not including Jesus in that or God in our life, right? But I think a lot of this stems from fear. Sometimes it stems from fear of thinking we will make our bodies an idol, or maybe we already have. Maybe it's fearing God in an unhealthy way. But I believe most of it stems from a belief about God and our bodies and how we learned it through scripture. So for example, in the passage of Matthew 16:24, Jesus says, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." So many of my clients, my coaching clients, will read that scripture and they conclude that they should deny themselves everything. That means their emotions, their feelings, their desires, their wants, and especially their bodies. And again, how has that been working for us? Like, how is ignoring our bodies, not stewarding them, not paying attention to them, what they're communicating, how has that helped us grow closer to God? How has that helped us to steward what God has given us? Now, I did a whole episode on my podcast about denying yourself in a way that honors God without denying your humanity. So make sure you go back and listen to that. But do you know where that often leads us? Is we are looking for healing somewhere else other than the Father because we believe that God wants us to deny ourselves and to deny the way he made us. So therefore, we're not going to go find healing from God. We're actually going to search outside of scripture to find the answer. Because if we can't be real with a real God, then we will find someone or something to be real, honest, and vulnerable with. So do you see how easy it is for us to think based on our core beliefs about God in scripture that taking care of ourselves is sinful or self-centered? And all I continue thinking about is where has this got us, right? We talk poorly about ourselves, and it seems like we're in this never-ending spiral of self-condemnation and hatred, especially for our bodies. And again, I see this in my coaching clients where we're even working through some things about body and emotional eating and overeating because the issue isn't the food. The issue isn't the food. And again, you can go to coachjessica.com and you can sign up for a free consultation to see if this is something that is right for you. But when we really think about it, it's as if to say we believe that God doesn't want us to like ourselves, that God is calling us to only love him and love his people. And we're just kind of excluded from that. You know, okay, I can't be kind to myself. I can't say nice things about myself because that makes me self-centered. No, that's just, it's false humility, right? It's just thinking that we should not receive a compliment because that makes us egotistical or prideful. No, that's not the case. See, a healthy relationship with ourselves stems from a healthy relationship with God. How we view God will be how we view ourselves. And what we believe about God, we will believe about ourselves. And then we will live as though we believe it. We can't escape this reality because we are made in the image and likeness of God. That part of us cannot be changed. It can't be severed. Meaning how we view ourselves is how we view God, and how we view God is how we view ourselves. There's no disconnect there. We can't disconnect that. How we think God treats us is how we think we're going to treat ourselves. If we think that God is evil and vengeful and wrathful, and it's going to be, oftentimes we're going to look at our actions. We're going to say, okay, I'm not doing a good job here. So God is probably going to punish me, or he's sending me all these lessons to teach me something. Do you see how they correlate together? But often when it comes to our bodies or taking rest, right? So much of that stems from our core beliefs. I can't rest because that means I'm lazy. I can't rest because I believe that I have to work. And I can't rest because XYZ of what I believe, especially about God and rest. So the question then becomes, how do we intentionally steward the good bodies that God has given us while also thinking of others before ourselves? And the best way, I think, for me to answer this question is just personally. For me, taking care of my body used to get in the way of serving people because I was obsessed. Like I could never miss a workout, so I would miss a party of some kind. If somebody asked me to do something in the middle of the day and I hadn't got my workout in yet, I would not go see that person because I just had to get a workout in and I had to make sure I had time for it. I also had to eat a certain way, right? So I would skip out on things altogether, depending on what food it was, where it was, or I just wouldn't eat and enjoy the fellowship with other people, because in my mind, I was always obsessing about food. I was obsessing about how I was going to work out to replace these calories, right? Come on. Come on, women. We know this. How am I going to work it off? And how I viewed my body impacted my relationships in a negative way. And I carry that for a really long time, especially throughout my 20s. And I would say this year, because I just think the enemy knows, like, right? Like, we are the tent. Like, the Holy Spirit dwells in us and we're together all the time. The Holy Spirit, right? You and the Holy Spirit, you're together all the time, all the time. You can't escape yourself. I've been through a lot in my body, and my body's been through a lot, and I put it through a lot. Stress, anxious feelings, all of it, all kinds of stress, you name it, under eating, over exercising, not trusting God, trying to take everything into my own hands. And so this year, and it took me this long to just be like, my whole life, I've judged my body, my whole life. And there's been this part where I've always looked at it as an extension. Now it's come a long way, especially my eating in the past couple years, like so much healthier in the sense of emotional under eating, my beliefs about food. And that's a lot of, you know, where I started was fitness coaching. And I still do that with my mental health coaching clients, because I address our bodies as a whole with my coaching clients. You can't address mental health without addressing food intake and calories and eating enough and moving our bodies. It all matters. And that's why it's important to me to do that with my coaching clients. And so this year I said, like, I don't want to go to my grave hating my body my whole life. So what if I just started looking at it in the mirror and just was like, you're doing a great job. And I've told a couple of my friends this, and now I'm telling all of you. And it's funny because they're like, wow, like that's brave to say, of just looking at your body in all its imperfections and You know, it's easy for you to think about the way it used to be and how it used to look. And, you know, I'll be 37 this year and my body doesn't look the way it looked in its 20s when I was working out, over exercising and under eating. It just doesn't. But I also don't feel the same either. And meaning I feel so much better now than I did back then. And so I had just decided I didn't want to be at war mentally with just my body. Even though I've come so far, found so much freedom on the food side, but I knew I needed to find freedom on the mental side of just the way it looked. And I finally was like, okay. And, you know, I was going back to tell you that, you know, I was telling my friends how I would just look at myself in the mirror and just be like, okay, like, body, you're good. We've been through a lot, body, and it's okay. You know, and this sounds so funny probably to you, and you're going to laugh and think, I'll just look at my body and be like, all right, body, you're doing a great job digesting my food. And it's probably going to sound funny to you, but all of you that have experienced chronic illness of any kind, that have dealt with constipation, thyroid, you know, adrenal, any kind of issue, it's just a blessing to be able to pass healthy stools. It's a blessing just to be able to walk and not get dizzy. Like, there are things, and I've just been honoring that this year. And the Lord has taken me on a completely different healing journey than I could have ever taken myself on, especially since at the end of last year, so much had changed in my fitness coaching business that really catapulted me into the direction of mental health coaching and taking on one-on-one clients. And I haven't taken on one-on-one clients in years. And the Lord just led me here, and it's been a beautiful journey. I share all of that to just be honest and real with you that if somebody says they've got it all together, one, they're lying. Two, they could just be repressing and suppressing their emotions that they actually feel about their body, because they know if they think about it too long, it will just drag them down. But three, that you're not alone in this journey of walking out what it means to steward your body well, because every season of life, you're going to have to mourn to move on. There's going to be things that you lose and things that you gain in each season. And learning to steward your body includes learning the way we talk about our body, learning the way we talk to our bodies, and changing that view, which is why I say a healthy relationship with ourselves stems from a healthy relationship with God. And so I have to recognize the partnership and relationship that I have with the Lord, and that He's with me all the time, all the time. So with that, I'm going to leave you with a few questions. It's how I process with myself. It's how I process with friends and my coaching clients. If you've been around here for any length of time, you know I'm asking you questions. When you are thinking about taking care of yourself, how does it cost others? What is the benefit to others? Why do you tend to feel guilt or shame for tending to your body? What are some views that you carry about certain scriptures? Are there certain scriptures that come to mind that you often wrestle with when it comes to your body, taking care of yourself, or just even thinking of yourself in a nice way? How do you draw the line between thinking of yourself too much versus never thinking of yourself at all? Do you carry the belief that you don't really matter and that only other people do? Okay, I'm going to ask those again. I want you to think about them as I'm asking them. When you're thinking about taking care of yourself, how does it cost others and how does it benefit others? Why do you tend to feel guilt or shame for tending to your body? What are some views you carry about certain scriptures? How do you draw the line between it thinking of yourself too much versus never thinking of yourself? Do you carry the belief that you don't really matter and only other people do? See, this is a message, though, that I'm willing and wanting to hold tension with. It's easy to swing into a self-focused me culture. I get it. It's just as damaging to us to swing the other way into a I shouldn't think of myself at all kind of culture. So today, I just want to end by saying this, that it's okay to like yourself. It's okay to be kind to yourself. We just have to know that our heart and our idol isn't ourself, but that Jesus gets his proper place in our hearts as we steward our bodies and as we care for ourselves. Like even when I'm working out, it's thanking God for this body, thanking God that I can move today because I know what it's like to not be able to move. It's okay to like yourself today. And if you feel stuck, overwhelmed, and need that accountability, go to coachjessica.com, book a free consultation, and see what it's like and see what it's going to take for you to begin challenging the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.